Kids, do you realize that the day each of you were born is a really special day? Do you know that? It is, isn't it? Because it's your birthday, that's right. And in fact, today is my own son's birthday. He's 22 today. Can you believe it? They grow so fast. So Christmas Eve is an extra special day for this mama. Yeah. But you know what's also special? The day any child is born is an important day. Do you know why? Anyone got any guesses? Why is it a special day when a child is born? Cake? Yes. Definitely cake. Balloons, maybe. Love. Hope. Yes, because with every a new living being coming into the world, yes, with every new life that comes into this world, there's new hope and new possibilities that are born, too. So it's very special. Hi, Renee. It's nice to see you. So that's one of the most beautiful things about babies. When a child is born, we wonder, who will this child become? What joys and talents will they bring into the world? How might they touch other people's lives? Every child carries promise. And that's why children bring us so much hope and joy. And tonight, of course, we're also celebrating the birth of a very special child. Do any of our children know whose birthday we're celebrating tonight? Other than my son.
Oh.
Who else's birthday are we celebrating tonight? Yes. Jesus, yes. Thank you, Leah. The baby Jesus was born more than 2,000 years ago. And his parents, Mary and Joseph, were immigrants who could not find any room at the inn. And they were wondering and uncertain, doing the best they could do to bring their child safely into the world. And I hate to think what would have happened to them in this day and age. But mercifully, they found a stable for their son to be born in. Now, these were lowly beginnings. We might never have imagined that this immigrant babe would be born as the Son of God. But Mary was told to name her son Jesus, or Emmanuel, which means God is with us. And people have understood that in many different ways. Some believe that Jesus was the Son of God, sent to save the world, and others think of him as a great teacher, a prophet, and a wise man who showed us how to live a good and loving life. Here in Unitarian Universalism, we make room for all of those different understandings. But what we agree on is this. Jesus showed us what love looks like when it has a human life. He cared for children. He welcomed people who were outcast. He stood with the poor and the sick. And he taught forgiveness. And he practiced compassion and kindness again and again. And Jesus didn't just talk about love. He actually lived it. And in doing so, he showed us that love can take human form. And I see love in all of these human forms in this room here tonight. And that is why Christmas matters, not only because of one child long ago, but because love is born on earth every time a child is born. And love is born again every time we choose kindness, generosity, and care. So tonight we heard the wonderful story of the gift of nothing. And it reminds us of something very important, that the greatest gift is not always something that we can wrap. Sometimes The greatest gift is our presence. And I don't mean presence with a T. I mean presence with a C. Do you kids know the difference between those kinds of two kinds of presence? The kind I mean is a gift of our attention, being truly there for one another, which is another way of being loving. And that is what Mary and Joseph gave Jesus. That is what the shepherds gave when they showed up just as they were. And that is what Jesus went on to give the world. And that is what Christmas invites us to give to one another. So the heart of my message tonight is, every time we love, Christmas happens again. Every time we share, every time we forgive, every time we notice someone who feels left out, every time we choose kindness, every time we love, Christmas happens again. So in a few moments, we're going to light our Christmas Eve candles, which you each have on your chair. This is a reminder that when we each bring our small light into the room, something larger is born among us, and love grows when it is shared. Try to restrain yourself from lighting them right now. There will be a moment when we all light them. And if you don't have one, raise your hand and an usher can bring you one. And so there's one over here, Ruthanne, looks like they need some. And so, my friends, while I'm on sabbatical, I invite you to let love keep being born again and again among you. Will you do that? Continue the season of magic, delight, and love. Keep shining your lights so that all who come through our doors can feel the presence of the light of love. Are you open to that?
Yes.
Will you do it strongly?
Yes.
Great. Because as you open gifts and gather around your tables, I invite you to wonder, who might need a little extra kindness? Who might need some hope during these times? And who might love, or rather, how might love be born through you? Because every time you love, every time you show up with care, Christmas happens again. So, my beloveds, may you and your families have precious holidays and special memories that last a long time. And my heart is with you all as you continue to allow love to be born within you, among your Chalice family, and beyond us, out in this community. May it be so. And now, my friends, we're going to lift our voices together in joy for our closing song celebrating joy brought to the world. Please rise.